Lesson 9, My Shining Star. Shining star so bright, I'll dream of you tonight. Shining star above, guide my way with light and love. Shining star so bright, you wink to me every night. Moonlight glows upon my bed, I hear your voice inside my head. Shining star so bright, surround me with your lovely light. I reach for you in my sleep. You comfort me while I weep. In my heart you will stay. I'll hold on to our dream forever. The stars above remind me of our love. Each and every day, wherever you are, you're my shining star. Shining star so bright, even though you're not in sight. With my eyes closed, your breath I feel. You whisper in my ear to heal. Shining star so bright, I'll dream of you tonight. In my heart you will stay. I'll hold on to our dream forever. The stars above remind me of our love. Each and every day, wherever you are, you're my shining star. When I composed My Shining Star, I was grieving my mother who had recently died. I had already mourned her for a long time because she had dementia. I was depressed from dealing with my painful eye condition and going through a divorce after a long marriage. The music was revealed to me gradually, and I searched for inspiration to write lyrics. I remembered a poem I had written when my mother was fading with dementia. Just like the way I comforted myself with Beside Me Always, I imagined what my mom would tell me. I named my poem, You Can Never Lose My Love, and it began with her calling me her shining star. You can never lose my love. You can never lose my love. You are my shining star. From the time you were born, I have loved you completely. The last thing I want is for you to be sad. Your happiness is what I wish for most. Your joy wraps around my soul. Fighting to stay alive is worth it. Just to see your smile. I'm not who I was, and I'm sorry. I didn't plan for this to happen. Even when I'm scared and confused, you must know how much I love you. I wish you didn't have to see me this way. I have so many wishes. But wanting you to remain happy is the wish I want most. Please don't cry or be sad. You're so strong, so beautiful, so blessed. How fortunate I was to have you as my daughter. I'll always be your shining star to remind you from above, you can never lose my love. Even though a shining star is a cliche, I found the concept intriguing. As I began writing my lyrics, I started out by imagining that my shining star could represent a knight in shining armor, someone that I'd fall in love with someday. But I was too immersed with grief to follow that direction. Inspiration came with this lovely metaphor, a light shining in the darkness. Darkness represented grief, despair, confusion, and feeling lost. But light was a beacon of hope, clarity, and illumination. All of this fit into my sorrow over the divorce, eye discomfort, and the recent loss of my mom. Most importantly, a shining star represented love that came from the heavens. I was my mother's shining star in the poem, You Can Never Lose My Love, but with her death, she was now my shining star. Because grief was all about love for me, my song poured forth. It dazzled me with its beauty, but it held another surprise meaning that I did not expect. Sometimes when I write, I found the need to distance myself by writing in third person. When I composed the lyrics to My Shining Star, I wrote a story, and I was the princess. The princess was deeply in despair. She could barely open her eyes, so she simply closed them as she trudged through her days. The princess felt ill. It was getting harder and harder for her to see where she was going. Melody, her guardian fairy, continued to pour a musical elixir over her. The magical notes gently blanketed the princess and kept her safe. Every night, the princess played her guitar before going to sleep. When she began to discover haunting chords, she was elated. A new song was always a priceless gem of healing for her. The notes were especially sad. She was very patient, as only one chord was revealed each night. Even though the princess had no idea what the words would be, she began to sing a lovely melody. Before going to sleep, she would lie awake and wonder what words would go with her beautiful new song. One night, she came across an old poem she'd written for her mother, and the words were very touching. She was at a very low point and collapsed upon her bed. After sobbing and releasing her tears, she felt relief. Then she heard words forming in her mind. Although it was hard for her to open her eyes, she peeked through her eyelid slits. Moonlight was shining through the curtains, and her empty bed was lit by a glow. It was then when she thought of him. He was her knight in shining armor, and she knew she would meet him someday. Throughout her life, she kept imagining him, her future love. His words were soft and sweet, inspiring her to finish her song. There was so much love between them, even if he was only in her mind. One line especially grabbed her heart. It was over a melody that had moved her before she'd even written words. The line was, "I'll hold on to our dream forever." Over and over, she thanked God for this gorgeous song. She would always dream of their love. And such a beautiful dream it was indeed. With her eyes closed and tears streaming, she said aloud, "Thank you, God." And then she heard a sweet voice inside her head. "Mommy, never give up hope." The princess clutched her guitar and continued to softly sing. As the moonlight faded, her heart swelled with love and she felt herself glowing. I love the contrast between the verse and the chorus in My Shining Star. The verses are sad and spooky with dissonant minor chords and lyrics that captured my grief. But the chorus with its major key is uplifting and is a heartening expression of my love. I didn't analyze my song when I wrote it. Writing this story has helped me understand why it was so comforting for me. I share more of my beliefs about grief and healing through correspondence with a deeply grieving mother around the time I composed My Shining Star. "Judy, I ache for my son every second of every minute of every hour of every day. I understand that he's never coming back. I'll never see him or touch him, hear his voice, hug him, or smell his unique smell ever again. I know this, and I understand, and I have been able to get through each day with this knowledge. It's hard not to feel resentment when you see people around you finding joy their children give them as they move through the milestones of life. I watch as life moves on and think about those of us that have been chosen to walk this horrendous path and try to make sense of how we have been touched with unbearable sorrow while others seem to never be touched. My faith was shattered when this happened, and it remains shattered to this day. Now the hurdle that remains in front of me is the knowledge that I will wake up every day to the heaviness in my heart and the hole in my soul with no cure, yet I'm expected to go on. I love my family dearly, but I know I'm just existing, waiting to die." My response. There are few ways to describe the amputation of a soul. I remember wanting to die. I became a living dead person for many years. You carry so much love for your son. The hole inside you that has sucked you in will eventually become a huge scar. Life will never be the same, but you won't be suffering like this. I'm so sorry. I cry because I remember that pain so well. Grief is isolation in the purest sense. I surrounded myself with fellow grievers, and although it helped me survive, the exquisite agony was always there, and such a burden it was. I was unable to think without reliving his death for years and years. I hate to say how long it took me to feel better. I do not say recovered. There is no recovery. It's an adjustment. Healing is possible. It's imperceptible at first, and not adequate when the pain is so horrific. But it happened to me. I was blessed to find something where my son returned into my life in a beautiful way, through music. Just this past weekend, my son came into my room at night and held me close and whispered a new song into my ear. My beautiful son is my inspiration every day of my life. He's gone, but has returned to me in a different form. That is healing, and it is possible because I am living proof. You will not get over it. Grief is about the destruction of your future with your loved one. You cannot see the road in front of you because you are shattered. It's about putting one foot in front of the other. But you are moving forward. I'm far ahead of you. I can't really take your hand, but I am proof that peace is possible. Thank you for telling me my song touched you. My son whispered this song to me for a reason. What you don't know is that my song has lyrics and I want to dedicate them to you. It was 5 years later, and I received a message from this same mother. She wrote, "Judy, in the beginning I used to feel lonely on this road. I couldn't see the others that were traveling it with me. My pain was all-consuming. My heart and soul were ripped out of me, and the wound was open and raw. I couldn't breathe. It hurt to just be. I didn't know what to do or how to deal with all the sensations that were bombarding me at once. I was lucky to find a grief site that was small, and it was there that I met you. I call you my friend because I truly feel like you are. No, we've never met. No, we've never spoken to each other. Yes, we connected in a way that would be hard for others to understand. You knew what I was going through. You knew my pain. You understood. You lost your beautiful son, Jason, when he was 5. You've been with me on this journey, even though I can't see you on the road at times. Why you chose me, I'll never know, but I'm truly thankful to have had you at the extreme low points on this journey. I look ahead at the road before me. It is straight and unforgiving. There are no twists or turns. There is only one way to go, forward. I cannot see an end point. This road fades as I look ahead. I look behind and I see off in the distance black sky, rolling gray clouds, thunder and lightning. The road has deep dark holes that used to cover the entire surface, but have lessened to show more road than holes. I can maneuver this part of the road easier. It still has its pitfalls. It will still be wrought with pain. How could it not be? I can, however, walk a bit easier. I miss so much of what I used to have, but it is good to learn that light is out there. Judy, you were right." This bereaved mother's message was definitely my fuel. I've often thought that our correspondence would make an excellent book about grief and healing someday. I told her that I dedicated My Shining Star to her, but the song she truly inspired me to write was It's Not Forever. The lessons from My Shining Star reinforce concepts I've covered with other songs for this course. I hear your voice inside my head represents the positive words that our loved one would tell us. Allow yourself to listen for a loving voice to comfort you during your grief. The line, "You whisper in my ear to heal," gave me permission to let go of my grief. I don't believe our loved ones want us to suffer. I cry when I sing I'll hold on to our dream forever. It is a stark reminder of the future I once imagined that will never be. but I have other dreams I'm still able to embrace. Even though it might feel hopeless for you right now, let a shining star guide your way with light and love.